AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Cloudflare outruns a weak technology week, though 17.8 million shares leave confirmation incomplete. NET rose 5.9% to $237.2 as its trend signal stayed active, but the rebound came on 0.8 times 13-week volume, and the 4-week return remains negative. Research brief. Cloudflare finished the week ended 26 June at $237.2, up 5.9%, outperforming a weak U.S. technology group and a more constructive software infrastructure industry. The weekly trend backdrop remains active for a fifth week, and price sits 17.5% above the ShareMaestro trendline. But the setup is still balanced rather than decisive. 4-week performance is minus 1.9%. Volume was below the 13-week average. Expectancy is undecided at 51.75%, and recent volatility is elevated. Key points. 1. Cloudflare gained 5.9% for the week, while U.S. technology averaged minus 4.3%, and U.S. software infrastructure averaged plus 1.7%. 2. The trend signal remains active, with a 5-week active streak. Price is 17.5% above the $201.8 trendline. 3. The stock is 80.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $131.8, leaving valuation distance a clear risk if momentum cools. 4. Latest volume was 17.8 million shares, equal to 0.8 times the 13-week average of 21.1 million and only 1.0 times the 52-week average. 5. Risk is mixed, 30 positive weeks versus 22 negative weeks over the past year. But 13-week volatility is 10.1% against a 7.4% one-year baseline. Weekly move stands out, but follow-through is still uneven. Cloudflare closed at $237.2 on 26 June, advancing 5.9% for the latest completed week. That was a clear relative win in a difficult technology tape, but it did not fully repair the short-term profile. The 4-week return is still minus 1.9%, even as the 12-week gain remains positive at 12.1%, and the 52-week return stands at 22.3%. The ShareMaestro read is balanced, with a composite score of 49. The trend backdrop is active and has now held for 5 weeks, while price is 17.5% above the $201.8 weekly trendline. The stock is positioned at 66.5% of its 52-week range, below the $276.8 high by 14.3% and well above the $158.880 low. Sector divergence helps the case. Industry breadth is narrower. NET's weekly gain compares favorably with the broader U.S. technology group, where the average weekly return was negative 4.3%. Within that sector, Cloudflare ranked in the 80.6 percentile across 714 U.S. technology names. With positive market dynamics and relative strength readings alongside an active trend signal, the industry context is more selective. U.S. software infrastructure averaged a 1.7% weekly gain, so Cloudflare still outpaced its industry, but the group's internal trend breadth is only 39.0%, and positive relative strength breadth is 30.0%. Market dynamics breadth is much healthier, at 79.0%, suggesting activity is present across the group, but not yet broad enough to call the industry uniformly strong. Market dynamics improve, volume does not confirm the move. Activity pressure is positive, at 1.04, and the supplied 4-week change points to a constructive shift. Relative strength also improved to 7.09, keeping Cloudflare on the right side of peer comparison after the latest rebound. Still, the signal state is not clean. Activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, and expectancy is marked undecided with a 51.75% probability. Participation is the main missing piece. Latest volume was 17.8 million shares, below the 13-week average of 21.1 million for a 0.8 times ratio, although it was close to the 52-week average of 17.2 million. Recent high-volume weeks were much more forceful, including 46.1 million shares on the 13.1% gain in mid-February and 42.6 million shares during the 9.8% decline in early May. The latest advance therefore looks constructive, but not yet volume confirmed. Valuation distance and volatility keep the risk side active. Cloudflare trades 80.0% above ShareMaestro fair value of $131.8, showing strong premium demand, but also raising the bar for continued momentum. the stock remains 14.3% below its 52-week high, so it is not at an exhaustion peak, but it is no longer near a low-risk part of the annual range. The risk profile is two-sided. Over the last 52 weeks, Cloudflare has logged 30 upside weeks and 22 downside weeks, a favorable split. But average positive weeks are 5.4% versus average negative weeks of negative 5.8%. And 13-week volatility is running at 10.1% against a 7.4% one-year baseline. Six recent reversal markers in the smart money tape add to the need for confirmation rather than assumption. What to watch next? The $201.8 trend line remains the key weekly regime level. As long as price stays meaningfully above it, the active trend signal has room to persist. But a move back towards that line would test whether the 5-week active streak has durable support. The next confirmation test is activity pressure and volume. A volume ratio above 1.5x would show materially stronger participation in the next move, while a fade in activity pressure from the current 1.04 reading would weaken the rebound case. On the upside, the market will also watch whether NET can turn the 4-week return positive and begin closing the 14.3% gap to its 52-week high. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.